You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're live today.
We are live.
Because it is the most anticipated day of the year when you work at the LCMS International Center.
It's true. More important than any other day.
The high feast of Pi Social.
The KFUO. Do we have a liturgical color for that?
All of them.
I see a lot of orange, maybe orange.
Our annual Pi Social here at the International Center helps us prepare for the holiday season, but also gives us an opportunity to connect as staff, to spend some time talking and gathering around good food and chatting.
Hopefully it's good.
That's
we haven't
true.
Eaten anything
we
yet.
We have some experimental recipes in the house today, so it's going to be an interesting day as we observe our annual Pi Social, and we have a very important guest for that.
Yes, we do.
Our very specific guest for Pi Social. We'll get to our guest in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. You know, we should have invited Concordia University St. Paul to the Pi Social, too.
We should have, yeah.
They would have gladly taken, like, their fall break to come have some pie with us.
Probably.
Here. Talk about pie recipes and all things. When you're ready to talk about pie, what do you do as Lutherans? One, you find a Lutheran who's not just a Lutheran, but a pastor who also knows pie so well that he's a card-carrying member of the American Pie Council.
Yep.
That's right, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Clark. He's senior pastor of Ascension Lutheran Church here in St. Louis, Missouri, co-host of Wrestling with the Basics. You can hear it on Saturdays here on KFUO, and you can find the podcast on KFUO. And he's a card-carrying member of the American Pie Council and returning guest for our annual Pie Social, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Clark. Welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks so much for having me, Andy. This is a day that I look forward to all year, so thanks for the invitation once again.
Do you just wait for that save the date?
Every
That's
year.
Right. I know. It's, Andy sent the email. I'm in. He invited me. So no, I love pie, and we have a dog named Pie
so
reflects that love of pie, not P-I-E, pie. In college, I had a food column at Concordia University, Nebraska, another great Concordia, called Time for Pie. So that was kind of
right.
fun.
I forgot about that.
So yeah, lots of pie connections for sure. So this, my love of pie goes back many years.
Do you have like an anthology of those columns? Like, do you have a collection of those columns?
I do.
That you wrote?
I do. They're sort of turning yellow now, but I do. I just came across them. That was kind of fun to read over. So it would review a restaurant, and then instead of a star system, it would be a pie system in terms of what their rating was.
That's impressive.
So yeah, that was fun times.
Why do you love pie so much? Like this is an intense level of joy over something, which I love. I love when people delight in things like this. But like, why?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't know. It's just kind of inbred, I guess. I don't know. I wish I could say I come from a long line of pie lovers, but, you know, part of it, I think, is this family, though. Because when you gather together as family, you're usually around pie, at least in our family, especially this time of year, Andy. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the Pie Social.
It's amazing.
It's the highlight of your
year. It is the highlight.
What is your first pie memory? Like, okay, because you love pie
this
so much.
It's very important.
And I mean, we'll get to the reasons why pie is valuable, and not just pie, but food in general. We'll get to that today. I promise. We do have a point. Not just talking about how much we love pie. We're going to taste
the pie,
too.
And eating pie for like
and
20 minutes.
Pie
yeah.
While we're talking about it. Why? I mean, what? When do you have memories from your childhood of enjoying pie? Or did this, like, pie appreciation begin later in life?
So, yeah, it's become more refined over time.
Elevated joy of pie.
That's right. lots of memory. You know, one memory, honestly, is I don't know if you guys remember if you're from St. Louis, but Tippins, the pie restaurant. I mean, they would have like dozens of pies. It was incredible. So we were in a bowling league together as a family, so we'd go bowling, and then afterwards we'd go out the rest of the team and enjoy some pie. So that's one of my earliest memories. It was even as a kid. So it was kind of a parent-child bowling league and then pie afterwards. So that was fun.
I have so many more questions.
Yeah.
Okay, this gives us some insight.
Yeah.
And now, you know, the congregation I serve, Ascension wonderful folks. And so marking my anniversary there, they had a pie social. And so the word is out, Pastor Clark has a love for pie. And that's a good thing.
We've just handed you something, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, my goodness. So we've got, so this looks like a very savory pie. This is not your traditional dessert pie, certainly.
This is shepherd's pie.
Yeah, the peas and the green beans were kind of a tip off.
Surprise! I just have to say, I am sitting right next to the pie table right now in our studio, and it just smells so good.
It's pretty amazing.
Like, I ate breakfast this morning, but...
So,
oh, man.
Last year, I forgot that I brought a shepherd's pie last year, too. And so this week, in all the busyness, I thought, oh, I need, like, real sustenance along with the pie. Like, I can't just eat pie for lunch.
Andy needs lunch,
you
too.
You could. So I said, you know, maybe, I said to my wife, maybe I should bring the shepherd's pie that you make, too. And so I was like, what are the ingredients? I'll get them. I'll make it. She's like, no, I'll make it because you're making all the other pies, too. So at like 5 o'clock this morning, she was up making shepherd's pie this morning for
thanks,
us.
Thanks, Lauren.
Whoa, so, Lauren, that's amazing.
So, and I'm sure some of our listeners may recall, Sarah Gulseth and I both have like some unusual food allergies.
Oh, yes. The list is long.
So Sarah and I won't be eating all the same things today.
No. I will eat the one I brought and that's it.
I brought a turkey shepherd's pie with a sweet potato topping. Savory to start. We start with savory, right?
And work away to sweet. Well, that makes sense to me. Just like a normal like Thanksgiving dinner.
Are you a fan? It's okay if you're not.
I don't have any specific
of shepherd's pie.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah, definitely. You know, speaking of shepherd's pie, though,
do you have a story?
Well, sort of, kind of.
So you're a shepherd who loves pie.
Well, there you go. It only makes sense. Yeah, how can I not love it?
But
you know, shepherd's pie. What do you think of? What culture do you think of when you think of shepherd's pie?
Not American.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Great Britain, right? Irish, yeah. You know, British maybe. So we went to England back in May, and there's all these pie places like everywhere. So there's like this chain called Pie Minister, kind of a playoff of Prime Minister. So I'm like, I'm super
clever.
Excited, right? So we go into these pie places, and guess what? It's like, it's all meat pies.
Uh-huh.
It's like they don't even know what a dessert pie is over there. It's like these poor people. But, you know, in meat pies, I like them well enough. And, you know, you think of Sweeney Todd, visions coming to my mind here. But
if
you've seen that,
yeah.
sorry to go there. But, but yeah, so is meat pies, and you know, those are great. But, yeah, it's like they haven't discovered the American, like, apple pie. It's like, come on.
Right?
People, you're missing out.
Yeah. Maybe next year I should experiment. I keep talking about experimenting with a shepherd's pie.
I think you could find a recipe.
If this crust
allergies.
Worked, my crust is experimental this year. So if that worked, I think we'll be in business for next year.
All right. Thoughts on the shepherd's pie? We modified it. We used sweet potatoes for the crust because shepherd's pie usually has like mashed potatoes of some kind. So we did mashed sweet potatoes.
Yeah. No, as I was just going to say, I like the sweet potato twist, you know, to have this. You know, because
it's fall.
It's the meat, it's the vegetables, right? But then you have this little twist of sweetness. So, Lauren, well, that's great.
And she didn't even get to enjoy any of it.
Oh, Lauren! Oh.
I invited her over today, but she's a DCE, you know? Got a full day of things at church.
I understand. Yeah. I don't know what's much more important than pie, but whatever.
Obviously a priority today, pie.
So, you found a place called Pie Minister. Is that right?
Yes.
Pie Minister. And you thought, I have the wrong title.
Reverend or pastor.
What can I do to change my title to Pie Minister?
The Pie Minister.
The Minister of Pie.
I will talk to the Board of Elders and see what we can do. I'll run it past them.
Do you have, I ask you this every year, you have a favorite pie, right? You have a favorite pie.
Goodness.
It's your wife's recipe, right?
Yeah. So Lisa does this. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of pie. Just a fantastic job with pie. So I love is her crust, because she has this homemade crust that, you know, she knows it so well, she doesn't even have to look at the recipe anymore. And that kind of makes the pie. But, I think just... good old-fashioned apple pie, you know, fresh apples from the orchard. She usually does two different varieties. This year, she used an Arkansas Black.
Ooh.
And I think she also used a, what was the other one? boy, it was a sweeter one. Yeah, I don't know if it was, I forget what she, Honeycrisp maybe, but mm-hmm. anyway, so it's good stuff.
I've never heard of that variety, Arkansas Black.
Arkansas Black, yes. It's almost black. I mean, it's a really dark-skinned apple, but delicious.
They're not easy to find.
That's probably why I've never seen one.
Yeah, so we go to a little orchard, Thierbach. It's near, it's like kind of between Washington, Missouri and...
Marthasville,
Warrington, that neck of the woods. I mean, just great folks, very affordable, and like a huge variety of apples. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, I found them
at Arkansas Black Apples. Yes. Found them at Centennial Farms out in Augusta, Missouri, too.
Okay.
Once or twice.
Okay.
But they're not always ready when we get there.
Okay. Mm. Missouri wine country is growing the Arkansas Black.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell the difference between sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie?
I think so.
We're going to find
out. Is there going to be a blindfold? I would like to think so. Let me put it that way.
Your next pie selection. You're going to have to guess.
It turned out much sweeter than last year.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So, it smells really good.
You've been busy. Your family's been...
You know how excited he gets about food. And is just like top of the line for this.
How often have I mentioned Pie Social in the last month?
Every day. At least once. Maybe twice.
Our producer, Sarah Scheibley's hanging out in studio, too. She's the one helping serve pie because I can't talk, eat, and serve pie at the same time.
We love you, Sarah. This is amazing. Thank you.
And so she's serving it up. To our lead producer, how often have I mentioned Pie Day in the last month? At least four. She's lost count. Pie Social, yes. All right. This came out, the sweet potato pie came out much sweeter than I anticipated.
It's good.
Sweet potato pie.
It's not very dense. It's not very light.
It looks
almost
really
like a
fluffy.
Whipped.
It is very fluffy.
What did you do?
What did I do?
So I mean, it's a different consistency than a pumpkin.
This I know what I did.
Yes.
Okay. Secret. I think that if you bake sweet potatoes rather than boil them, the sugar caramelizes and they're a little bit sweeter that way.
That would make sense. That science checks out.
Okay. Yeah. So I baked them first instead of boiling them.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm. All right.
And then blended them with eggs, sugar, and sweetened condensed oat milk because I can't have dairy.
Right.
And a little bit of butter. You know, the non-dairy butter stuff.
Right.
Some sugar, some spices, all that fun stuff.
It's great. What makes it, though, is the whipped cream on top, Andy. So let's be honest here. You could put that on anything and it would be delicious.
So
tell us a little about your special recipe here.
If you don't have a whipped cream maker, like a whipped dessert maker.
Which you do, right?
It looks like an aerosol can or like a paint can. Like you put your liquid ingredients in it, shake it up, and then you charge it with either a CO2 cartridge or an N2O cartridge.
Yep.
So I charge it up. Lesson learned, you have to have the tip on the dessert when you squeeze the trigger.
Oh, no. How did you learn this, Andy?
Let's just say our large meeting room looks a little different.
Oh, no.
The LCMS International Center will never be the same again.
Wait, did you do that this morning over
maybe. Maybe.
We're going to have to get photo evidence. Okay,
why does this mic whipped cream in here?
We have a couple more pies to try, and I believe we have a special... ode to pie, is this correct?
We do. If you're up for singing.
Let's do. Oh, we're going to sing.
Okay. Well, yeah.
We're going to get to that in just a moment. We need to take a quick break because I don't think the listeners could handle this much conversation about pie. We need to give them a break. We'll come back and talk about pie in just a moment. And we have an ode to pie from one of our favorite hymn writers as well. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50 plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Pi Social Day for the team here at KFUO and our fellow coworkers at the LCMS International Center. It's one of our days where we get to enjoy conversation with one another over good food, good pie. And that also means that we get to have the Reverend Dr. Matthew Clark in studio because he is our favorite card-carrying member of the American Pie Council. Also happens to be one of the hosts of Wrestling with the Basics here on KFUO and senior pastor of Ascension Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri, which like checks all the boxes for being our pie expert on the Coffee Hour.
Well, no, I feel very flattered, Rand and Andy, but you know, the favorite member of the Pie Council. I'm wondering how many people do you know who are on the Pie Council?
I'm not going to reveal that information.
I'll just assume many, many, and take it as a compliment.
Yes, yes, I've met many members of the Pie Council because they hold an annual conference. I understand the annual conference. When does this take place?
It's in Orlando, Florida. I haven't attended, so I don't have many of the details. I know.
What are you even doing?
I know. I'm such a terrible council member. But that's my retirement plan is to
just go to the Pie Council
every year. Maybe we'll move to Florida, the Orlando area. We'll see.
That's the goal.
There's a lovely congregation and retirement community there.
That's true.
And you could just eat pie all the time.
That sounds like a dream retirement right there.
Yeah. St. Luke's and Luther Haven there. Yeah. You could just go to the Pie Council meetings and hang out with other Lutherans and eat pie.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So we're getting ready to try another pie in just a moment. This one is Sarah Golseth's pie. I mean, what do you call this
could
one?
Could I have a fork, please, Sarah?
Oh, here. They're right here.
Oh. The fork's right here. They're hiding behind my laptop. Thank you.
And the plate compliments. It's on like a robin's egg blue plate. And then you have this rich cranberry pie on top.
This is the cranberry jam pie.
Cranberry jam pie.
It is quite literally cranberry sauce in a pie crust.
Mm-hmm. But tell us about the pie crust, though. It's a unique pie crust.
It is a unique pie crust. So I can't eat a lot of the ingredients that are in normal pie crusts. So every year that we have the Pie Social, I end up experimenting with a pie crust to see what will actually hold the pie filling without getting soggy. Last year, it tasted good, but the crust was very, very soggy, and it was not a very pleasant experience. So this year, I made it out of almond flour, cardamom, ginger, salt, maple syrup and almond butter. And it stuck together so well that
it stuck to the pie.
Sarah is fighting getting it out of the pie plate. So I probably did not oil the pie pan quite enough. But
this is Thanksgiving on a fork, Sarah. This is especially after the
sweetness
pot pie. This is a nice compliment.
And the crust is actually crusty. Like in a good way.
Yeah.
And now sometimes your recipe does call for gelatin, but out of kindness for me, to include me, you did not because I'm allergic to gelatin, of all things.
Yeah, to make the cranberry a little bit thicker, I usually put gelatin in it. Mm. But on your suggestion, I just made the cranberry sauce thicker. Mm-hmm. So I usually take a bag of cranberries, about 3/4 cup of water, 2/3 cup maple syrup, and then I just make it that way. And I eat this year round. Cranberries have not come out yet into Trader Joe's as of last weekend, but we buy so many bags and we stock the chest freezer. So I make this year round, but this time for this pie, I only put 1/2 cup of water in, 2/3 cup maple syrup. And then I just cooked it until there was basically no water left in it. And it's actually holding together far better than I thought it would.
And surprisingly, cranberry sauce is really easy to make. It seems so easy. I mean, I grew up, we would, buy the canned cranberry
the canned
sauce.
Stuff, and then it kind of keeps the shape of the can.
It's just so silly.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy.
But I didn't realize until adult life that it actually is very easy to make. It's basically a cup of water to like a whole bag of cranberries and some sugar.
Yeah.
And you boil it down.
It's so easy.
I think you need a KFUO Pie Social cookbook. I mean, that might be the next step.
You know?
That might be.
I mean, because this
we can share
good.
The recipes in today's episode.
Yeah, I love
we
that. Because people have allergies and dietary restrictions. Mm-hmm. This is great.
Well, I was just thinking, if you want to break tradition and not have traditional cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving, you could mix it up and make a cranberry pie like this. Mm-hmm. That's one way to go about
it. That's what I was just going to say. I wouldn't even wait to dessert for this one. I mean, seriously, this could be like on the plate alongside the stuffing, the turkey, and all the fixings. I could see that.
So
I would do that.
Cranberry, definitely a part of Thanksgiving and the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move on to another pie that does have some cranberries in it as well. And but I understand that we have an ode to pie. Is this correct?
That's correct.
You can finish your... I'm sorry. I'm very sensitive.
I don't want a chewing sound for our listeners. I'm doing my best, folks. I apologize.
If you do hear
chewing, it's probably me, though. My wife was kind enough to put together an ode to pie written in celebration of the 2025 KFUO Radio Pie Social. So this can be sung. I mean, if you're up to it, Andy, I don't know. This can be sung to the familiar Ode to Joy tune.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
Sarah's the choir member.
Yes.
You want me to just
sing? Oh, yeah. So, well, we can do it together. I'll do it with you, but you want to get it started?
Okay.
Apple, pumpkin, peach, and cherry baked inside a flaky crust. Chocolate, silk, and glazed strawberry, rich black bottom is a must. Cream meringue and creamy custard, crumb and lattice works of art. With such options, don't get flustered, you could simply choose a tart. 23rd of January or the 14th day of March, 29th of February underneath the gateway arch, church potluck or at a wedding, even on KFUO. Where you're from or where you're headed, pie is everywhere you go.
I feel like you had that memorized.
That is amazing. Thank you, Lisa Clark.
This is hot off the press. Now, this is a creation from last night. So, Oh my goodness, wow, it's amazing. But this is worth committing to memory.
This is from another Dr. Clark.
Yeah,
Dr. Lisa Clark. And I appreciate the nod to your birthday in that.
Isn't it sweet?
I noticed.
Yeah.
That.
So 23rd of January. That's the American Pie Council's Pie Day, because loving pie is as easy, as they say, as 1, 2, 3, January the 23rd.
That is so clever.
That's terrible. And then the 14th day of March, of course, the pie, the mathematical pie, mm-hmm. right, 3.14. And then the February 29th, a little nod to my birthday. Thanks, Lisa. I'm a leap year baby, so she worked that in there, too.
That is fantastic.
So if you see Sean Denzer later today, please pass this on to him. You know, the next
hymnal.
The next hymnal, I'm thinking maybe it has a chance. We'll see. at least the supplement.
do we have permission to include this in the program notes today?
I think she would be honored.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. We'll check with her and make sure we can include that in the show notes today. That's fantastic. I think this is probably the first episode we've had an ode written.
I think so.
What a great honor. Okay, we have two more pies to taste. We've moved on. We enjoyed the cranberry pie. Now we're moving on to...
I'm so happy it worked.
Scarlet pie, or autumn fruit pie. This is a regular flaky pie crust with apples, pears, and cranberries.
Oh, it looks so festive.
And I didn't realize how juicy it was till I transported it in my car this morning.
Oh, no.
This is yours, too. This is incredible.
Andy made everything except the cranberry one.
And it's a lattice, too, on top of it.
Well, it's not a fancy lattice.
It's still a lattice.
Don't sell yourself short. No, this looks amazing.
Somebody else, was it Aaron, made a scarlet pie? Somebody made a scarlet pie one time, and I thought, oh, that's really fun.
Yeah.
It's also very sweet.
Ooh, scarlet pie. Why is it called scarlet? Is it because of the cranberries?
The red cranberries.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to have to circle back to the shepherd's pie at the end of this.
Oh, my. That's a lot of sugar. The pears, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's sweetened with a little sugar, too. Didn't need that.
That's delicious. That's really good.
So, mostly apples. I did like one bag of apples. What is that? Like a couple of pounds of apples. Honeycrisp, which are generally sweet.
Yeah. That's sweet.
two, are they Bosque pears? Did two Bosque pears. And then what else did I do? And then a bag of cranberry. Almost a whole bag of cranberries. Some butter, some sugar, some spices, those types of things. And then, baked it.
This should go in the cookbook, for sure. Mm-hmm. This is good. I really like it. And, I mean, it's a showstopper, folks. I wish you could see it, because it really is the...
It'll be on our social later.
Yeah, with the red cranberries. Yeah.
It's nice. Giving me, like, fall, like, Snow White forest kind of vibes. I don't know.
After that, we'll have one more to try.
Experimental one.
This is the experimental one. And again, last year I tried this one. I could not get the topping right. Mm-hmm. I don't think I got it right this year either. It was a step closer, but I think
Sarah's
I messed
face
it up.
Right now.
It's like so liquefying. I don't think I got it right. So I'm not offended if you don't want to try it. But if you want the chocolate from the bottom, you might want that. Because that's what makes it black bottom pie, right? Is the chocolate on the bottom. Before we dig into that, why... How is food an important part of gatherings? What does food do in gatherings for us, especially as Christians when we gather?
Oh, I mean, I think we see it all over Scripture, that people breaking bread together, Old and New Testament, sharing meals together, you know, and not every example of that in the Bible is the Lord's Supper, certainly, but it's truly just gathering together in fellowship and community. And to do that around food, knowing that this food is a gift from God, right? That's pretty special. I think that's pretty cool. And that's something unique for us as Christians, too. Like, you know, if a pie is good, but to know that Andy Bates made this pie with his own pie-making hands makes it all the better. And so it is for us as Christians, right, to know that God is the one who provided this food for us. It makes that gathering around food that much more special. Yeah.
I have a mouthful of pie.
Yeah.
Were we able to cut up the black bottom pie? Do you want a spoon and sit? So I'm going to go with... I would go with the bottom of the black bottom pie. Okay, so
I will also take a picture of this.
I'm not
because
sure you can find where the bottom is.
Everybody needs to experience what this looks like right now.
That's great.
Black bottom pie is one of your favorites.
Yes, it is.
And every year I attempt this. And one year I will get it right.
Yeah.
Because I modify it so that I can eat it. I can't have gelatin, and gelatin is one of the ingredients in the top layer, or in the top custard.
Yes.
So black bottom pie typically has... On the bottom, like, it has, like, a graham cracker crust usually, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then the bottom layer on the top of the crust would be, like, a chocolate custard.
Chocolate, kind of a dark chocolate even, yeah.
Custard or ganache.
Yes.
Real thick and creamy. Then the next layer is another custard as well. And that is usually like a vanilla and rum custard, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. My wife has a great recipe. More rum than most black bottom pie that we really enjoy.
More rum than most.
All right. How is it? Because it looks a little funky.
It's okay if you don't want to eat it.
That is sweet. It's good.
It's a lot of sugar. It is a lot of sugar.
Don't take this the wrong way, Andy. It tastes better than it looks.
That's good.
It does not look appetizing at all.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so graham cracker crust, chocolate, like ganache or chocolate custard, and then a rum custard, and then whipped cream on top of that, and usually like chocolate shavings or something like that. I did chocolate chips because I didn't have time to shave chocolate, so...
Why not? What else were you doing?
I didn't have time to go find chocolate that I could eat in a block and share it.
Right. He might have 10 more at home. I don't know. That's right.
Don't tell anybody. So what do you like about black bottom pie? Not my black bottom pie, but what do you like about black bottom pie?
It takes a long time to make, so it is kind of a labor of love, and Andy knows that full well. So, I mean, I think the thoughtfulness behind making that is one thing, but then I like the sweetness of the chocolate and the cream, but then kind of that hint of rum, I'm not going to lie, is probably what puts it over the top. It's pretty nice.
I probably should have gone with what the recipe called for. I was going for the Dr. Lisa Clark more rum than most recipe.
Uh-oh.
And I think that liquefied the top.
Whoops.
So it ran through the whole pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But again, it tastes good. No, that's bold, Andy. You took a risk. I appreciate that. And it is delicious.
We will all celebrate the year that it turns out. Because
we'll
you know it'll come back next year.
Eventually. We'll get it right. Well, as you gather around your tables this year and enjoy some good food together, I pray that, you know, you're hearing our conversation today as we're joking, laughing around pie. And, sometimes the recipe comes out right. Sometimes it doesn't. That makes for a good story, too, right? So that we can have good stories and good conversation around pie. And most importantly, giving thanks to God for all the good gifts he's given us as we gather around these meals this year. Pastor Clark, thank you so much for being our card-carrying member of the American Pie Council and our expert guest for our annual pie social here on the Coffee Hour.
A pleasure is always a high point in my calendar year, so thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.